That was fantastic, Sakina, and that's perfect words, you know, and this is the perfect practice also, which will yield the heavenly results, you know, it will yield increased laborers, open doors, and God is arranging everything. And basically what Sakina's sharing is that when we enter into his rest, the only labor we do is to enter into his rest, to be still, know that he is God, that it's not in and of ourselves that anything is going to happen. It's just our heart listening to the Father, doing those simple things that we've been encouraged all along, you know, staying connected to God, staying connected where God got us connected, following the encouragement, receiving the words as the words of God and not as the words of man. And that is simply what we got to do. Our work is very easy. And the more we do things and the more we practice it, it becomes more easy. It's not so difficult. We're learning, we're growing, we're developing. Like the disciples did with Jesus, they learned, they grew, they developed, they made mistakes. But all through them, they were strengthened and they walked in the power when they received that Holy Spirit that we've got in us, you know, God in Christ in us, the hope of glory. And God is navigating each believer as they turn their hearts to him. And each leader, each believer, like this is a leader's meeting, those that really desire to move with God, those that really want to see the things happen, those that are willing to put God first above everything, anyone, in any situation, and to keep steadfast with God, to continue persevering in the practice. It's our practice. The most important thing is the practice and our relationship with God, practicing, following that encouragement. You know, every day, there might not be a lot to do in a day, and that's fine. But what we're doing in the meantime, we're speaking in tongues, you know. We're receiving words, we're listening to stuff, we're encouraging ourselves, we're reading the scriptures to build ourselves up as well, we're praying to God, and we're making those wonderful declarations. And you know, there's things that you do that you may think it's just you desire to do something, but it's actually God working in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure, because God is working in each and every one of us, and he never stops working. It's just where our mind is, where our focus is. Are we distracted off with the narratives of the world, the things that are going on? Are we letting the things in this world take priority over where God wants us to focus? And that's a trust thing, you know, so we're to trust in Jehovah with all our heart. And see, it's not about knowing everything. You know, we're not know and tell, we're show and tell. We receive the words and we do it. And then we start getting the results. We start getting the fruit. We start seeing God really arranging everything for us. Open doors effortlessly, laborers popping up like popcorn everywhere. And it is a chillax, it's a relax. You know, we're to be still and know that he is God. And I'm so thankful for this wonderful practice that I've learned and I've practiced all the time. We never stop practicing it just because we know something. Yeah, I know that. I know this. We do it with the heart. You know, it's not just a manufactured thing. Well, I better do this. No, I want to do. I want to speak in tongues. I want to connect. I want to pray for laborers. I really desire them. It comes through the desire that God has given you through the heavenly words. So God provides the faith through the words being spoken, and it's building our heart and mind and imagination so that we can see the impossible to us in the physical, that it actually can become a reality. And then we start moving in that direction. Like I said, with Joshua, you know, when God says, you know, to Joshua, Moses, my servant is dead. Now, therefore, rise and go. And wherever you go, everywhere you put your foot is yours. And all you got to do is mutter my words to yourself. And this word mutter means to speak. You know, he was to rehearse what God has spoken to him through his lips, the law. Don't let this book depart out of your mouth. In other words, don't go telling everyone, but you say it to yourself. And that word, observe to do, is also means to mutter, you know, and to imagine. So words paint pictures. I've been sharing this for a very long time. Hope you get it now. Like the words will paint pictures. And so like when we listen to what's going on in the news, like with the politics all around the world, it just paints a picture in your mind of there's no hope. And a lot of people are feeling desperate and hopeless. But we've got the God of hope. We got the words of life. And that's what we speak. You know, when we're speaking with someone and they're talking about these things, we bring God in on the picture. You know, we're to pray for those that are in authority so that we can lead a quiet and peaceful life and we can have free course to do God's will and good pleasure. That's where our focus needs to be, not chatting about politics and who's better than who. This world is this world, and this world will do what the world do, because Satan is the god of this world. But we're here as lights, and we are God's point of contact in this earth, you know. So when we're practicing, when we're following, then our life will start to radiate those blessings of God, the power of God. We've seen a lot of healings, like for Rosanna from Sweden, you know, like her healing come, and that's gone all around the world now. It's building people's faith. I had a phone call this morning from Randy Fu, who had a situation going on, and he has some fluid in his body, and they thought it might be cancer. But he called me, you know, a few days ago. We prayed, and it isn't cancer. So he's really blessed. And he actually called me, FaceTimed me today, just to tell me that, you know. So people are coming back with their reports of healing and deliverance, you know. And simple words, like I was inspired the other day to put up a video about confessions. And it's not really confession. We're saying what God says. And it really took fire. Like there was 5,000 views on the YouTube channel on it. And also I stuck it up on the Facebook today, and someone rung me and said, man, I put that on and I just feel healed already. I feel something going on in my body, you know. And it's because it's not because it's me, but it's because the words I speak are the heavenly words from God. You know, these words are light and life. And so it directs the course of our life, you know. So if we're listening to other narratives, it's going to take us off. If it's not sound doctrine, it can sound good. It can have a lot of knowledge in it and it sounds good, but is it producing fruit? So with my one-on-one, I had my one-on-one with my minister, and he was talking about fine-tuning. You know, so I'm listening to what he was saying. He was telling me about a couple of different leaders and that he recognized they needed fine-tuning. And so I said, so what's this fine-tuning? Like, you know, what do you mean by fine-tuning? And he said, well, basically, like the speaking in tongues, the honoring God, the speaking by the Spirit, keeping these points on. Because if we go off of those points, then it affects everything. It really affects everything. So I think one of the leaders there in India saying, we don't really need to speak in tongues. You know, this was a thing that needed to be fine-tuned and put right for those that knew it was right to speak in tongues, but weren't sure because that was introduced. You know, so it's like we got to keep things on the key points. And when we follow, you know, when we're listening, like you're listening now, like Sakina shared so great, she's fine-tuned. You know, she may not feel fine-tuned, I don't know. She might have different situations, but she knows the direction from God, you know. So she's going to be very fruitful. The fruit will pop up. It'll all start to come. It'll all start to manifest. And like I said the other week, we're going to be starting hearing more testimonies of healings, more testimonies of new laborers coming, more testimonies of open doors, because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. God wants you very fruitful, but you can't do it in your own strength. You can't even do it by your knowledge. It's called obedience to God. You know, like I can speak this stronger language of obedience. It really is. It's listening to the voice of God and executing what he does in your heart. So that little video I put together, you know, I just felt like I was putting it together. But again, at the end of the day, it had a big impact and it blessed a lot of people. And I got the platform for the website. I got the platform for the YouTube. I got the platform for Facebook, and I use it to promote what God's working in my heart, what God is working in other people's hearts. I put the sharings out so that people can go and listen and be blessed, and that they can turn their hearts to God, because there's so many doctrines. A lot of people are confused. A lot of people really desire, really good people, but they're not really getting the results that God wants them to have. And it's because they need the fine tuning of the heavenly words, of the heavenly direction. And when it's practiced, this is where the power is released. This is where God goes to work. Like God's word needs a voice. So when we speak it, it's going out. It's the entrance of God's word giving light. And when we're practicing it, then things are able to flow like milk and honey from the right hand side of God in our lives. Because Jesus Christ has paid for everything. He's paid for everything. He became, through his poverty, we should become rich in everything, in our hearts, in our minds, in our thinking, in our speech, in our living, in our dealing with people, in our emotions. All these things are really important. You know, like we have emotions. Emotions are important, because if they're negative ones, then the enemy can come, steal, kill, and destroy. He can't do nothing to you, by the way, only if he can get you to believe the lie. The lies that are being promoted. You need a vaccine. You need this. You need that. And so when we start listening, oh, yeah, what am I going to do? I haven't got that. And I haven't got this. And what about if I don't get a jab? I might die. And all these type of things. The thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. And he can only do it through lies. If you buy into the lie, then he can go to work. But we don't buy into the lie because God has made us wise unto salvation. He's enlightened our eyes through these wonderful heavenly truths and practice, through the confessions of our mouth. We know that we confess unto wholeness, just like when we confess Jesus is Lord and we believe in our heart God raised him from the dead. Our hearts and our words were married together. And it come through the words. It come through either us reading Romans 10, 9 and 10, or believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. Believing those words. Someone had to speak them. Someone had to declare them. And so when we receive that words, not as the words of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which is effective in you. So when we receive and do, it's effective. You see the effects of those words and promises come to pass and show up in your life. And God is always working in you. You know, you've got angels also protect you. Not that we pray to angels or look, but they're at work. And, you know, when we speak, they go to work. When we speak a negative, they sit still waiting for us to speak the right things, so to speak, just to give you a mind picture. So we know that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, right? So we don't go by what we hear, see, smell, taste, or touch according to the senses, but we receive those words from God and we act upon them. Just like with the widow woman, I always use the example. You know, Elijah said to her, go and make me a cake first, you know, and bring me something to drink. And she done that. And her meal and her oil didn't waste. He said, if you do this, your meal and your oil won't waste. When we say you speak in tongues, because it also there written in the scripture, Paul said, I would that you speak in tongues. He's so glad that he spoke in tongues more than them all, right? So the manifestation of that gift of Holy Spirit is in operation. And so when we follow the encouragement, like honoring God, like speaking in tongues, like let God give you the words to speak, because even if you're brand new, if you're on here for the very first time, or if you're just born again, you can speak perfect words from God because it's not coming from you. It's coming through you, from God, through the energizing of that gift of Holy Spirit within you. So God has equipped us. We are complete in Christ. You know, there's nothing lacking on the spiritual. You know, and we think, well, you know, look at my life. This is not happening. This is not happening. You need to align yourself up with the truth. And then you just need to find God. Show me what to do. So I'm aligned with you. So there's nothing blocking what you want to come through to me, which you've made available already to me. So you are complete in Christ. You're not under the law and sin and death. You know, you're not under condemnation. There shouldn't be any guilt. If you even view a mess up, there shouldn't be any guilt. We just don't pay attention. We move on. We recognize, okay, that was a mistake. Now I'm moving on. There's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. No, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law and sin and death. So under the law and sin and death, there's the condemnation. There's the guilt trips. There's the wrong thoughts, the wrong thinking, the wrong emotions, the poverty, the lack. That's under that law of death, right? But under the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, at the right-hand side of God, there's a heavenly flow, a heavenly abundance of revelation from God working in you. He's leading you, guiding you, providing for you, making ways for you. It's when we default to the old nature, which we got to reckon dead. It's dead. The old Lawrence is dead. You know, my brothers and sisters don't recognize me. Because I don't talk the way I used to talk. I don't live the way I used to live. I don't do the things I used to do that never produced any good fruit in my life. But now, thanks be to God and all glory to God and our Lord Jesus Christ, who's called me to do these things right now. I'm living a great life. I'm living a peaceful life. I'm living a happy life. I got vision. I got direction. I got desire. I'm not moving away from that. God is first in my life. You know, he's above everything. Everything. God has to be first, you know, and that's, you know, and it's not like, oh, I better put God first. I want to put God first. I know it's beneficial for me. there's benefits to following this wonderful encouragement. And everyone that's been coming on has really benefited through it. You know, and sometimes, like when I come to the USA, I was talking to, I think, Peter Lloyd last night about this. Now, when I come to the USA, I didn't, you know, I knew God, I had a desire to go, and I had to work out, was it me or was it God? And then God kind of cleared that up for me, but I didn't know the results or what it was going to be like. But through that act of obedience and being and stepping out in that faith into the unseen, everyone else was inspired. So other people come, and God brought the people together. Wherever I went many places, and God brought us all together, and he worked something. He worked something in everyone's heart. And it was just simple being together, sharing our hearts, sharing desires, meeting for the first time face to face, building the vision. And God is moving all over the world, you know, all over USA, all over the UK, all throughout Europe. You know, and for me, my desire, I want fresh new fields in Europe. And what I mean by that, we know there's other believers there in Europe, but they're not my focus. My focus is God, and God has put in my heart new, brand new people. Now, in the physical, that is really impossible to me because I don't know anybody else, don't know anybody else. But God says he's going to give me them. And, you know, through prayer, through my desire. So I want fresh, brand new fields. I don't want the old. I want the new. And I said, God, give me fresh, new fields, not only in Europe, but also USA. And wherever you desire to open the doors for me. And I know that what I'm praying is what God has put in my heart. This isn't coming just from me. It's a strong desire. So when it's a strong desire, you will pray for it. You will stay locked in on it. You will stay thanking God that it's already done. And a lot of the things that you desire and you need, don't see it in the distance. You've got to see it as already done. It's already done. Like your healing is already done. Okay, your prosperity is already done and provided for. Your healing's already done and provided for. And because it's already done in Christ. Now, we just need to be with God. And know where people are proving this sound doctrine, then you do the same. Copy. Be a tupos. And do it from the heart. When you start to copy, you start to come into your own, and God starts to enlighten your eyes. And he does give to you that spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ about who you are, what you can have, and what you can actually do, because you have great authority. And when we speak, those that receive, see, it's all about receiving, receiving. Those that receive our words with faith start to get the understanding or the healing or the deliverance, you know, in a certain area of their life, whether it's physical, emotional, mental. People start to get healed. Devil spirits start to flee, you know, because there's always a cause and effect. And it could be through listening to a lot of wrong doctrine growing up, and people's minds have been affected, spirits are affecting them. But when you speak, you are speaking words of light, javelin light. Devils cannot stand it. They don't want you to speak in tongues. They don't want you to honor God. They don't want you to stay connected to God or where he's put you so that you can grow and develop and move in your own right and move by the power of God. You know, so they do everything to try and come in, but they can't. But if you're aware of this, then you can recognize, okay, that's not from God. That's not from God. I don't accept that. I'm not even going to meditate upon that, even though it sounds really good or it seems to be really true concerning politicians, for an example. I don't believe that. My God can do far above all these things, and all it needs is people to believe for him to go to work in those things. So with the elections and all these things, we pray to God. Father, you put the best that's available in there. And, you know, because there's other people that are lost, they don't know. And then you enlighten their eyes, get them to turn their hearts to you, Father. And God loves that, you know, because he wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. But we can't pussyfoot about with what we're saying. God wants us to be bold and direct and let him do the work. So when you speak the word, God sends his forth his words, and it doesn't return void, but it accomplishes the thing that God sent it to accomplish. For example, when we minister healing, whatever we said, those words will be remembered by the person. And they can draw upon those words when they're looking to manifest that healing. Maybe it's not an immediate healing. Maybe it's a gradual process because of where their faith is. But that healing will be there. And I've seen it many, many times. I've seen instant healings and I've seen gradual healings. And but I also realize that people receive it as already done. So you've got to receive things as it's already done. When you honor God with your substance, he is going to multiply your seed. So it's already done, right? God is faithful to what he says. When he says, if you do this, I'll do that, he's going to do it. 100% guaranteed, doesn't care what the circumstances look like. So we can rest in God. So it's all about that rest. And it comes through the practice, receiving the words, you know, gladly, you know, staying faithful and loyal to God in the words that you're receiving to do and to practice them. So that's what was in my heart to share. And I wasn't going to share them, but I got really inspired through God working in Sakina. And all praise and glory to God, because he's given this direction. He's given these words. And we're just being obedient and available to God, like Isaiah. Here I am, Lord. You send me. I will speak thy word boldly. I will not hold back. You know, I will do it in love and compassion as you energize me. So everything is coming from God.